Our scripture lesson this morning comes from John, the 20th chapter. Out of reverence for the gospel, let's stand as we read these words. And when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And after he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. And as the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. But if you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. And so the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nail, and put my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. And although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." And Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. So we've celebrated Easter. We've enjoyed the beauty of the flowers and the lilies and the cross and the wonderful music. But now we go back to our regular lives, don't we? And I enjoy thinking about, it's interesting and fun for me to sit down and think about what must have been going through the disciples' mind as they were going through these first few days after the resurrection. What must they have felt? How was it that they had come to be in the place where they were now? It is the evening of the first Easter day, and the disciples were together, but as yet none of them had seen the risen Lord. They had heard some rumors. The women came in telling all these strange tales. And they were behind locked doors because they were afraid. We can begin to imagine the thoughts that they had in their mind. We can almost sense the depth of their fear. They were afraid that the Jews were going to come and put them on a cross too. It was hard. And they were questioning everything that had happened, everything that was going on. What was it all about? What did Jesus really do in their lives? And then in the middle of that room, while they are there questioning and talking about their deepest feelings, Jesus just appears. Yeah, they were feeling guilty. They were feeling overwhelmed. They were disappointed in themselves for abandoning the one who they said they would never abandon. There was no joy. There was no delighting in God's gifts. Perhaps they even wondered if there was a God at all in that point. And yet, they gathered and they talked, and then all of a sudden, there was Jesus standing in the midst of them. And what was Jesus' first word to them? Peace. Peace be with you. And he didn't just say it once. He said it twice. For Jesus, that meant that that was important. And then Jesus showed him his hands and his side. He showed them that evidence that he was who he said he was. And they were happy. And they were joyful that their Jesus was still with them. About a week later, the same thing happens again. And this time, it was with Thomas. You remember Thomas, the doubting Thomas? He was the one who was not with them on that first meeting. And they had told him all about what happened, and he just did not believe it. He could not bring his mind to the point where he could believe what he had heard. And he said, I'm not going to believe it until I get to put my finger in his hands and my hand in his side. And so this time, they are in the room, once again behind locked doors, still a little bit fearful, but maybe a little bit more hopeful. And then in the midst of them, here comes Jesus again. And what does he say to them this time? The same thing he said before. Peace be with you. And then he talks to Thomas and he says, put your finger in the hole. Put your hand in my side. Do not doubt, but believe. Jesus came to his disciples as a bearer of peace. That little gathering of disciples on that first Easter day was far from being peaceful. Even upon the arrival of their crucified friend, who was able to appear in the room without even unlocking the doors, there still was this sense of no peace in their lives. These disciples locked within themselves. They were locked in fear. They were disappointed. They had self-loathing. They had anger. There was a sense of helplessness where nowhere near in experiencing peace. They needed those strong words from Jesus that he said over and over. They needed to see his hands and to put their hands in his side. He came to them even when they had run away, even when they had done the things that they said they would never do, even though he was probably disappointed in them. He came and he spoke peace. He spoke peace to them. And then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And then when Thomas had put his hands in the side, he said, my Lord and my God. In this very short story from the Gospel of John, we see a wonderful message of faith. We see fear turned into joy. We see doubt turned into the most powerful confession of faith that you can make. my Lord and my God. We see a retreat, an inwardness, and fear turning out with the power of God, telling him to go out and share the message. And so we sit in this sanctuary 2,000 years later on the second Sunday of Easter, which some people call Low Sunday. And we sometimes see ourselves sitting in a locked room, don't we? Isn't it true that we lock other people out of our lives at times? Whenever there is someone we've refused to forgive, we lock them out. And in refusing to forgive, we lock up part of ourselves as well. What if Jesus had locked the disciples from him because of his bitterness at their betrayal? If that was the case, he would not be Jesus, would he? Jesus forgave the disciples. And he comes to them in their betrayal, and he unlocks the doors of their hearts and their minds and their spirits. Sometimes we lock people out of our lives, don't we? Maybe it's a friend or a spouse or a coworker. Sometimes we even lock out whole groups of people and nations. But Jesus comes into our lives and opens the door of our heart and gives us the power to forgive as he has forgiven us. We need to hear the message of peace today just as much as those disciples needed to hear the message of peace some 2,000 years ago. We need to know that we can be forgiven, that we can live beyond our grief and our disappointment and our sin, and that we can be people, Easter people. Also notice that the doors were locked, but they didn't keep Jesus out. Nobody opened the doors. He just showed up. And as he spoke peace, and as he showed them his hands and his side, peace came among them. We can't shut Jesus out. Jesus is with us. Jesus was no unfortunate martyr. Neither was he a revolutionary hero, nor a mystical genius who came before his time. He is the Lord of heaven and on earth, who came and took on flesh to demonstrate for all time and eternity that God and humankind are meant to be in relationship with each other. And the gates of hell will not prevail against that precious, precious bond of love. All sin and fear, all callousness, all hand-washing cowardice, all denial, all betrayal, all ignorance, all mockery will not prevail. Jesus brings us the message of peace. I hope you'll receive that message today, and that you will feel it in your hearts and in your spirits, and that it will revive you and lift you up as it did those disciples so long ago. That it will give you confidence and peace and hope and forgiveness and love, so that you may go out into the world and share that love and that forgiveness, and yes, that peace. Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so send I you. Let us go out into the world today and be peacemakers. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hear now the word.